The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is making some $3.8 million available to help struggling homeowners in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason reports.
Lee Jones is the HUD spokesman for the Northwest region. He says the department anticipates the money being available sometime in early December. However, he admits that many of the details as to how it will be dispersed still need to be worked out.
What we have to do, obviously, between now and then is to work with the agencies that will be responsible for doing all of the paperwork, and obviously there's going to be some paperwork involved to get them and make sure they know what they're doing so they can move the money out there as quickly as they can to meet as much need as they possibly can. So I'd expect sometime late November, early December is when folks will be able to apply. At that point, what we will know for sure is whether you apply through, for example, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation or through, for example, NeighborWorks up in Anchorage. I think there's a NeighborWorks in Fairbanks.
The $3.8 million in bridge loans will be made available through HUD's Emergency Homeowner Loan Program, which was authorized by the Wall Street reform legislation signed into law back in July. Jones confirms that the amount available to a homeowner has been capped at $50,000.
What this really does is recognizes that there are folks who are up against a wall and are really in need of some short-term, low-cost financial assistance to help them get over the hump. That is, they've lost a job, or they've seen their employment hours go down significantly, or they've faced some medical condition that is, threatens to wipe them out financially. Hopefully, over the two-year period of the loan, they'll be able to find a way to get back on their feet.
The bridge loans available through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development are limited to Alaskans who are at least 3 months delinquent in their payments, but have a reasonable likelihood of being able to resume repayment of their mortgage within 2 years. Additionally, the property must be the principal residence of the borrower, and the borrower must have suffered at least a 15% reduction in income. Jones says HUD anticipates that the majority of the loans approved will be around $20,000 each.
So in some sense, the good news is that we're not quite seeing the degree of problem in Alaska that we're seeing elsewhere. The bad news, of course, is that doesn't mean there's no need at all, and that doesn't mean there's no foreclosure problem at all in Alaska. So based on what we see as the relative proportion of unemployment, relative proportion of foreclosure in Alaska, this seems that it will help a significant number of people. And obviously, if there are more who need help, who knows what will happen. Ideally, we'll find additional responses and resources to help folks.
HUD's Emergency Homeowner Loan Program is being rolled out in 32 states, and the amount of money allocated to each state is based on the state's relative share of unemployed homeowners. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.